Okay, and welcome back. I'm going to go live to London right now and talk with a man whom I'm sure most all of you are well familiar with, David Icke. David has been on the scene for close to 10 years now, trying to wake people up around the world. I remember seeing David years ago after hearing him, and the first time I saw him in person, I had the privilege of introducing him to the audience here in Santa Barbara. And he talked so eloquently and so compellingly about problem, reaction, solution. And that basic message is a timeless one. And I know that many of you would like to hear David reiterate that tonight. Maybe we can prevail upon him to do that. But I did want to get his take on the bombings in London. He is right there, and it's 5 a.m., 5 a.m. David, 5 in the morning?
Just after five in the morning in this sci-fi movie that's unfolding before our eyes here.
Well, isn't that the truth? It's a sci-fi movie. It's bizarre, and it's getting worse, or getting more sci-fi all the time. Tell us what your thoughts are about what went on.
Well, it's just incredibly predictable. I mean, the one thing these guys don't do is surprise you. They have a modus operandi of how they impose this psychological warfare on the population, and they just keep repeating it. I mean, these London bombings have got so many parallels with 9/11. The fact that there was an exercise, a drill, a cover story going on at the same time that the actual bombings were going on. I mean, this is just extraordinary. There's been a man interviewed on the BBC who explained how he was from a company that had been employed to do training drills that morning on the London Underground at exactly the same stations at exactly the same time that the real bombings were going on. And he actually said, Jeff, that the only difference was the bombs that we were training for were to go off simultaneously, because at that time the police were saying there was something like half an hour or so around between the bombs. And later the police then said, no, that's not true, it was actually simultaneous. So in every way, it was a mirror. Just as in 9/11, there were exercises going on, confusing the system, reacting to a mock attack from the air on America involving hijacking.
Precisely,
so,
yeah.
Wherever you go with these London bombings, you're seeing the same repeating mirror, including Netanyahu, the former Prime Minister of Israel, being warned beforehand not to go to a hotel which was near the first bomb.
Yeah, David, just to give you a little background, Alex Jones was on for the first 2 hours tonight. This is a great program tonight. And we were able, through his database, to play the actual BBC interview clip of the guy from the consulting company talking about the drill. And then we played the second clip from, I think it was ITN Television News, same thing. And he said, by the way, almost exactly the same thing, word for word, as Alex pointed out. It was amazing. But your points are correct. Alex Jones has the stories up at Rents.com. I'm sure you've seen them. This is crucial for people to keep in mind at all times when they're thinking about these so-called terror events. Problem, reaction, solution, fueled by fear. Every time, David, like you talked about so many years ago.
Yeah, and there's another aspect which keeps coming up too, whether it's what happened in London, whether it's the assassination of Princess Diana, whether it's the fact that the one international airport I've come across that doesn't have cameras in the departure lounge is Boston Logan, of course, involved with 9/11. And that is that we have this explosion of cameras.
Mm-hmm.
But they have this remarkable capacity not to be working just when you need them to give you evidence about what was really behind these
events. You can't, David, go out and walk the streets of London without being imaged by video CCD camera.
Exactly.
I think the average is 500 times a day now if you're out and about.
And we have them on the buses to protect drivers. And of course, the bus that was bombed, the police say that wasn't working, the camera on there, since June. I mean, what a coincidence. And also, when you when you look at these Illuminati-created horror events, there's symbolism all the way through them, because these people are obsessed with symbolism, whether it's numerology or whatever. And as someone who's wrote to me, reader of my website, pointed out, on the side of the bus that was bombed was an advertisement for a movie, and the words on the side of the bus were, "Outright terror, bold and brilliant."
Wow.
And, you know, wherever you look, it's got the modus operandi written all over it. And, of course, it was predictable because we have two things running simultaneously here. We have, in column one, the agenda that they wish to unfold and introduce, whether it's invading countries, they want to go into Iran and controlling more and more real estate across the planet, or whether it's more and more surveillance, more and more control towards the alien global state.
Think of the treasure.
In column two, there's right. The things they need to do to make column one happen.
Right.
And we were at the point where the 9/11 effect was not as long-lasting, I think, as they expected. And they had to give us another dose because in America, Bush was losing support. The invasion of Iraq, the war in Iraq was losing support. And over here, the word Blair and liar are interchangeable in the public mind here. So they needed to try to, again, push us on to get behind authority and allow them to push on with their agenda to further impose their will on the planet.
The British press is still relatively alive and vibrant vis-a-vis the American lapdog oil-soaked monopoly press. Has the press over there come forth with any kind of truth as far as you can tell?
No, it's been pathetic.
Bad, huh? That's too bad to hear. I'm sorry, because I had a little bit of faith in the British press.
Yeah. Well, you're correct in the sense that they are better than the American media, but, I mean, to say that is saying nothing, because the American media is beyond pathetic.
Well, they're obscene.
They are. I mean, they are intellectual prostitutes, and I'm not sure about the intellectual bit.
I think they're worse than prostitutes, but...
Especially when you look at, you know, Fox News and things like this.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
It's just blatant propaganda.
Right.
But what's happened here, it's been a very clear sequence connected to psychological warfare, literally. First of all, we had the manipulated rock concert, the Live 8 with Bob Geldof. I mean, they were played like an electric guitar by these people.
Sure.
To give the impression that the G8 leaders were doing something about Africa when the agenda is to destroy Africa.
Of course, to depopulate it, which is what they're doing.
Exactly, but because of the rock concert, yes, we're pressing for the G8 leaders to do this, and the G8 leaders saying, okay, yes, we'll do this. It gives the impression, even though nothing's going to be done, that something is being done to help Africa.
You know, it's another issue. I'm not really up on that concert. I did read a couple of stories about it.
Yeah.
And to see the quotes from these rock stars, these mindless idiots who don't have a clue about how they're being used.
No clue. It's
pathetic.
It was pathetic, and there were many, many things I could say about that, and the way that in many ways it was an insult to Africa. But so they had that, and then they had the G8 leaders. Now you've got the world leaders of the most powerful countries in the same place in the UK. The next thing that happened was London was given the Olympics, and in that key year of 2012, I remember when London first announced they were going for the Olympics in 2012, I said to my friends, it's a no contest. You know, 2012 is a very significant year to the Illuminati.
The Rothschild Illuminati New World Order will have the Olympics in that pivotal year of 2012. Whether or not something happens by virtue of preordained history or prophecy, or whether it's instrumented and forced to happen by the New World Order, 2012 is turning out to be the pivotal year.
Yeah, and it was obvious from the start that when London went for it, they were
sure.
going to get it because
sure.
of course, the significance of London.
Who's going to say no?
Is massive.
Who's going to say no to the Illuminati in London, right?
Exactly. And then you had the next day, and again, in psychological warfare terms, it's a very, very powerful effect on the psyche when you lift someone and then you knock them down immediately.
Right.
And so the next day we had the bombings.
Good point.
And what's happened here?